Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Had some really, really good stuff. And, you know, you mentioned, you hit on something that I think we're all, you know, kind of wondering and have talked about. But I think now that we're to the, well, at least a hearing and hopefully going to get some sort of resolution soon, is are we wasting our time? I mean, Rob kind of agreed with you. Like, I mean, are we wasting our time, everyone's time, by, you know, oh, well, Sue Robinson is here, or are they going to, you know, take her role seriously? And because, you know, there's definitely a lot of different outcomes here and a lot of different people involved in making those outcomes if they want to.
It seems stupid to me, this whole situation. And I was going back and forth with Rob, not, we're not disagreeing. I just like feel like this whole thing is in Goodell's court anyway. I guess I was just naive to think that this woman, Sue Robinson, is the one making this decision when she's just a kind of a conduit between Goodell and the player.
Yeah, well, see, that's just it. I mean, that one of many reasons this case unfortunately, it involves the Browns starting quarterback, star starting quarterback. But one of many reasons why this is such a fascinating case is, on the one hand, look, they collectively bargained this, okay? So the players, they mean business, wanting somebody in there that, because, you know, it was BS. I mean, give me another business or any place where your judge and jury is the guy, is the same person. I mean, so they had to get that changed. So I think, you know, if you're the league right now, yes, you want it out there that, hey, we want a lengthy suspension, we want a, you know, a year at least. And then at the same time, let's say Sue Robinson says, okay, I agree with Mr. Kessler, and I'm only going to make this 6 games, and we'll get into the compromise in a moment, but I'm only going to make this 6 games. The fact of the matter is, if she's collectively bargained, and immediately Roger Goodell, again, as to your point, and it's dead on, optics, if she makes a decision and immediately the NFL goes, yeah, well, we appreciate your time, Sue, but no, we're going with a year. Well, then, first time that her first case as a person that was collectively bargained in this, and you just completely, it's going to look bad. Not only, I mean, let's face it, it's going to look bad because it's new and collectively bargained. It's also going to look bad. She's a woman. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think Roger Goodell, again, and I know people will say, well, what is that? Optics to the NFL are everything.
Yeah, I mean, is the league going to overturn or change what's, like, let's say that Sue suggests, hypothetically, 12 games. In the league's, Roger Goodell says, nah, we're going to make it 6.
Now, see,
wouldn't that look like undercutting her?
Yeah, and totally. Yeah, you know? And that's what that in and of itself, right there, what you just said.
So I feel like they got to just take whatever she says and accept it.
Now,
I mean, Goodell, that is.
Sure. Along those same lines, and he said something I mentioned before the break. that he said something that really caught my ear. And yeah, we've heard it before, but hearing him say it just kind of started something for me. What is the compromise? Like, where is it? Because Jeffrey Kessler's brought in for a good reason. Like, Jeffrey Kessler, I don't want to speak for the guy, but it sounds like this is a guy that if he's a bulldog, and the bulldog everybody says he is, and the NFL wants no part of him, well, Jeffrey Kessler's not going in there going, telling Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden and his crew, like, I'll tell you what, let's try to get, you know, I think I can get this down to six. Uh-uh. He's going full, you know, we're not going to get a damn thing. Then the league has already put it out there that, and again, by they did so purposefully. They knew what they were doing. They put it out there that, hey, we want a full year and we're taking this seriously. Okay, what? That's where the compromise to me is. So I don't know who's gonna blink, who's going to budge, who wants to budge. I know Deshaun's side will want to budge.
Sure.
Well, the league, and I think to your point, Dustin, and it's a good one, is really what is the league thinking and what is their desired outcome? I mean, deep down, like truth serum, behind closed doors, what is it that you guys really want from Deshaun Watson and the rest? And I wonder if, like, what they're putting out there and what will happen are two, and maybe, you know, maybe Jeffrey Kessler makes a great case and Sue Robinson says, you know what? I don't think this is going to happen personally, but let's say, you know, he really just, four games. Would the league just say, all right, well, hey, we already put it out there that we are against this. So we can say, look, hey, we tried, but in the end, is that, I think they could be okay with that. And again, fascinating. I keep going back to that because we just don't know. And forget about precedent. And forget about, well, you know, Ben got this, and this is, and another question that I will get to, we've got Andrew Beaton from the Wall Street Journal coming up here in about 15 minutes, and also in the 5 o'clock hour, Aaron Wilson, Pro Football Network, is, I mean, when we start talking about what exactly they're looking for, and what exactly, you know, they want to see happen, like, beyond this season, is the NFL hell-bent on beyond the season? I want to know if, like, that resolution, is it four games, but we reserve the right? Because I almost feel like that's the biggest thing, and I've said this many times, at least as far as I'm concerned, and we want to hear from you on this, 216-578-0092. I am to the point, Dustin, you know this, where, okay, whatever happens in 2022, let's just bring it on. Let's just get it over with. Let's just hear what it is. But it's the idea that, well, hey, we could have some more cases. As you mentioned, now the Texans are involved, and not that we didn't know that that was coming, but now Busby's made good on that. Mm-hmm, so how many more women are going to feel emboldened to come forward? And at what point does the NFL or anyone, Sue Robinson, Roger Goodell, I don't know who it would be, say, uh-uh. From this point forward, we're not going to do anything with it. But I don't see them saying that. Why would they? Because then it's like, you know, if something really, really bad comes out, they don't want to have egg on their face. Like, sorry, we already said that we're done with this. There are so many different outcomes. So many different outcomes. And the idea, and that's what we're posing to you this afternoon, 216-578-0092, what is that win? I mean, for you, what is that win as far as this goes, as far as the Browns are concerned?
I think a win is anything less than a year. And even better would be less than 10 games, like I said earlier.
Yeah, I agree. I think 12. I think
the home run would be less than 10 games.
Yeah, I think indefinite suspension indefinite suspension means he has to apply to be reinstated and then they can revisit it. So, I mean, that's certainly been tossed around, at least, and really a lot over the last couple of days. But I think if it's 12 games, we had that tweet earlier come in. If it's 12 games, keep in mind that, well, okay, Deshaun Watson would play. Now, I don't know, maybe the Browns do. Losing him for, I keep saying four, five games. or having him for five games, I should say. Maybe having him for five games and the Browns are able to salvage through 12 and they're, I doubt it. I mean, and no disrespect to Jacoby Brissett. As I've said many times, guys are backups for a reason. Can they go through a stretch, four, maybe six? Yeah, you start getting into 8, 10, 12 territory. Well, again, there's a reason they're a backup quarterback.
That's right.
216-578-0092. And hit us up on Twitter at Chico923TheFan and at DustinFox37. Tom, next up on Afternoon Drive. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, peace, fellas. How are you?
Good, man.
So the CBA that they have, the agreement between the Players Association and the NFL, is this lady, this judge that's sitting in, is she the arbitrator, basically, for the discipline?
That's not really how, no. I mean, that's not how they're phrasing it. No.
No, so, yeah.
So, but is this set up like an arbitration? Like a...
I don't know a lot of details about how it's set up and what's going on in that meeting today, the hearing they're calling it.
So I think, Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, I think you're responding to kind of what Dustin said. Like, what exactly is Sue Robinson's role? For sure, she's not an arbitrator because there's no – an arbitrator basically – no, I mean, they say it's your decision. Now, we can all wink at that and smile and, well, okay, is it – but it is her decision. It's her investigation. And now she's hearing, part of her investigation is talking to the NFL, is talking to, I'm sure, Roger Goodell, just like it's going to be hearing from, you know, Jeffrey Kessler and all them. But to say she's an arbiter to me just sounds like, you know, she's just kind of there to keep the peace. And, well, you guys actually decided. That would not be fair, I don't think. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I would think it would all would have to how the CBA reads, you know, with the Players Association.
Well, I mean, there's somebody appointed that would make the decision. Now, ultimately, and she's that person. So, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. But again, Roger Goodell does have the power to, as we said, this is her first case. This is new into the CBA. You know, the players have been upset about a lot of things over the last couple of seasons, few years, whatever, that the NFL says one thing and does another. So if you're going to come out and say, like, hey, Tom, thank you for the call. Hey, you know, we definitely want to, you know, get somebody in here and it can't be Roger Goodell. Well, if she rules in a way that you don't see fit or you don't like, how are you going to look as a league if you say, "Ah, to hell with that, Sue. We appreciate your
time." Thanks, Sue, for doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.